How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week. We're going to pick things up here in John chapter 6. And back it up to verse number 30 so we can get a little bit of overlap here and get the context of this passage. In verse number 30 of John chapter 6, the scripture says, "They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work?" The multitude following Christ, having come from the other side of the Sea of Galilee, followed him back up to Capernaum. They're looking for the free lunch the Lord has pointed out to them. They want proof. They want the Lord to show some sign to sanction himself, to give himself some validity, and so they say, "How about a sign? Because we're looking to believe you, but we're going to need to see a sign. What do you work?" Then they give him a hint of what they'd like to see. "Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." And so now they allude to that Moses was the one that gave the children of Israel bread there in the desert, but it was not. In verse 32, Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, truly, truly," when it says "verily, verily," it's very utmost importance. We cannot do without it. "I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven." It was not Moses that worked that, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. It was the Father that gave the bread, the manna there in the desert, in the wilderness, but that was bread that yet would rot. But the true bread, what the Lord is saying, he's saying to them in the present tense, the Father giveth you the true bread, Jesus, from heaven now. He's doing so. This is not physical bread to be eaten by the mouth and taken in for the sustaining of the body, but this is that spiritual bread. Verse 33, "For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." I want to remind you of what it says over here in John chapter 3, verse number 13. "And no man hath ascended up to heaven," no man's made a way. No man has made a way to heaven. There's been no man that has ever lived or existed that could or has made a way to heaven. "No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven." It's only the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, the Son of God. He's the one that came down, and by coming down, he is able to return. And so it tells us about the deity of Christ. It tells us that Jesus is God. He is God. He's the Son of God, the manifestation of God in the Trinity. He's one God, not three gods, but one God. He's manifested himself to us in three persons so that we might better understand him and his work. And it is the Son that has come down from heaven. The bread is another name for him. Verse 33 of chapter 6, "For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." It is the Lord that is going to give spiritual life to those inhabitants of the world. And it's not talking about every person, but it's talking about everyone that would be saved is going to be given life by the Lord. There's not going to be two ways or three ways or four ways. There's only one way. I remind you of what it says in John chapter 14, verse 6. "I'm the way," the Lord Jesus Christ says. "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." He is that bread. He is the one that gives spiritual life. He is the only one in the world. We all know of men, and the scripture bears out men that did not have the Lord as their Savior. They rejected his way. They rejected the way of the Lord, and they are in hell now. But if sinners in the world are going to be saved, it's going to be by Jesus Christ. He is the only way unto salvation. Verily, verily, I say unto you, verse 32, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, as they misunderstood, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven, that is Jesus himself, for the bread of God is he. The bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and that is Jesus, and it is he that giveth life into the world. He is the life giver. He is the one that has made the way. Verse 34. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. So they call him Lord. And they said, evermore give us this bread. Oh, how the Lord is going to try them. And how's he going to try them? He's going to try them with his word. That's what the Lord does with us. It tells, I think, about the parable of the sower and the different types of ground that the sower of the seed sows the seed on. And there's that seed that gets sown in the stony places. It doesn't have any root. And it says that when there's trouble and affliction and tribulation because of the word, they're by and by they are offended and they go away from the Lord. You know, that's what we're going to see manifested here with some, not with all, but with some. We're going to see that manifested here. The Lord is going to try them. They're going to be found. Many are going to be found to be a lazy, freeloading people because they don't have a spiritual operation in themselves. They don't see the Lord Jesus Christ as precious to the salvation of their souls. They don't see that he is the all in all, but all they see is what they know naturally. And I pray that if you're here under the hearing of my voice, that you won't deal with Jesus in a natural way, but you would see your need as a sinner, and you would see the Lord Jesus Christ and your necessity of him in the spiritual realm. Verse 35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So he makes this statement here. He's being very, very clear. I am the bread of life. Once again, the great I am says, I'm the bread of life. I am the bread of life. You come to me, you'll never hunger. You believe on me, you'll never thirst. Verse 36, but I said unto you, that ye also have seen me and believe not. This word seen here is as observing in a theater, as in being entertained. You've seen the spectacle of what I do and my ministry and my preaching, but you don't believe. You don't believe with your heart. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. They say, Lord, evermore give us this bread. The Lord is challenging them about their supposed desire and faith. And he said, all you want is just what you can get out of me in the feeding of your flesh. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. Verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Here, the Lord says, there is those that the Father hath given him. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. There is a people that the Lord ordained before the foundation of the world that he would save. That's how bad our sin and our depravity is that it was necessary for God to intervene and to be able to work in with his spirit dead men and bring them to salvation. That's what he's telling to Nicodemus in John 3. You must be born again. And Nicodemus says, I can't enter into my mother's belly. And the Lord tells him, he says, that which is flesh is flesh, and that which is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Nicodemus at that time was just understanding it about the flesh, about the physical. But he needed to be born spiritually, and he was. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Those that the Lord has given the Lord Jesus, the Father has given the Lord Jesus Christ, will indeed come. They will hear. And I ask you, will you not hear the message that goes out? You need Christ. Will you believe it? Will you receive it? And then a promise here that he says, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. The sinner must come to Christ. The sinner must come to him in repentance and faith. Simple, childlike faith. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ for all of your need. Cast all your life and your eternity and your future, your sin, your wretchedness on him. Come unto him, and he will in no wise cast you out. Verse number 38, for I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. The Lord here iterating again that he is not a freelancer, but that he is on a mission sent, that he is sent on by the Father to accomplish. He says, I am here doing the will of the one that sent me, the Father. Verse number 39, and this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. So once again, the Lord referring to that which he's talked about in John chapter 5 and making it clear that the Father has given him a people that he would bring and that he would save and he would lose none, and that he would raise that which the Father had given him, he would raise it up again in the last day. The Lord will save his people. The Lord will bring his people. This is a glimpse into the operation and working of God, the necessity, the terribleness of our depravity and our sin and our wickedness. Sinners need God for salvation. There's no other way of salvation but through him. And praise God, he purposed to save a people unto himself, and he has given that people to his Son, and he has promised that he will bring them all, and he will cause us to be raised up in the resurrection in that last day. Verse 40, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And so now the Lord tells specifics about the Father choosing a people that he has given to his Son, that they would bring into salvation, but then he brings it back to a personal thing. How about you? This is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. Do you see the Son? Do you see your need? Do you believe on him? Not quarrel with God about his purpose and his plan and what he has ordained to do. Don't quarrel with God saying God is unfair or God is cruel. He is not. Not one sinner that has ever lived and will live ever deserved to be saved. It's not about a deserving people, but it's about a merciful and gracious and loving God that has sent his Son to save his people from his sin, their sins, and to give the call of that salvation by the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ through him unto sinners. Do you see the Son? Do you believe on him? We point you to the Lord, and we'll pray that you'll call out to him for mercy and for the salvation of your soul. Well, I see that our time has passed. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918. by email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.